In Pakistan has now affected 14 million people. Fever and diarrhea are spreading among victims of the disaster. Meantime, there are new warnings that storm waters are again surging, threatening even more destruction. Brett Williams, the director of emergency preparation and response at the Central Coast nonprofit aid organization Direct Relief International, was in Pakistan right after the major earthquake there in 2005. He's coordinating the group's response to the flooding from Santa Barbara, and he joins us live on the KCBS Newsline. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. So if you could start out by bringing us up to date on the destruction and death and what's now happening in the aftermath of the floods.
It's really a tricky situation. I mean, the monsoon rains have been pounding central Pakistan, and the major rivers have breached their banks, as we're all reading about. And what it's causing is, it's causing, you know, millions of people to become displaced and really making it challenging for aid organizations to hit that kind of moving target of where they should set up services. So for Direct Relief International, we've been working with healthcare providers in Pakistan since 2005 and some even earlier since the last earthquake and before that, and trying to make sure that they have those essential medicines in their hands so that they can stave off any type of disease outbreak. But it's really, really tricky because as the rains continue to pour, the situation continues to change. And like you mentioned, there's 14 million people affected right now.
And the people are getting sick because of what right now?
It's a lot of times it's waterborne illness because the water table has been destroyed and now you have compromised water and sanitation systems. So people are living in muddy, wet areas that are, you know, their clean drinking water has now been totally destroyed, and their sanitation system is destroyed too. So you have a really issue around diarrheal disease, which spreads in these kind of environments. And then also you have people living in tight spots because people are being displaced and they're being kind of put in camps, or they're trying to find, you know, areas where they can stay dry, and they're living in these tight quarters. And when you have that, one outbreak of cholera or diarrhea, it really spreads through the whole camp.
Yeah, and we're not talking about, you know, just a little traveler's diarrhea. This can be a killer, can't it?
Yeah, and especially with children, that's the real hard part. Kids under five, it's one of the leading causes of death. It's really tricky once a kid gets diarrhea to get them, you know, hydrated enough so that they can start eating solid foods again and become healthy. And when you're in one of these situations where it's hard to even get food and water, getting the medicine is even more tricky. Actually, luckily, we have an amazing supporter in Abbott Laboratories who has an office in Karachi and makes ORS, Pedialyte, which is a famous thing, which is amazing for kids when they have diarrheal illness. And they're connecting those products in the country to our partners as we speak. So that's been an amazing effort from them.
And they volunteer this stuff? I mean, they donate it?
Yeah, they donate it. They're one of our biggest and best supporters, and they stepped up huge in this instance, and they're able to connect the items they actually already have in the country, which is the best way to do it, right to those healthcare providers. We're just making sure the logistics work out so that, you know, we can minimize any loss of life.
All right. Now, is the Taliban playing any role in the flood aftermath? Are they helping people? Are they making things worse?
That's a really actually great question, because after the earthquake and then after this major flood, there are Islamic groups that vary from they're doing amazing work to they could be possible extremists, and they are very good at setting up camps quickly, providing services, and then getting people into their kind of system. And I don't know if it's the Taliban necessarily, but yes, there will be extremist groups that take advantage of these moments, and they will go out there and provide services and make sure that people know it's them doing it.
Right, and that wins hearts, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are your people then able to set up camp such as it is quickly and help people coming through?
Yeah, right now it's really been a focus on these basic health units that are already established. If they're not flooded, then creating mobile medical teams so that they can get to these large displaced populations and make sure that they have services. A lot of people are setting up health camps, our partners, and they're seeing thousands of people per day. So what we're trying to do at Direct Relief is make sure that we can get those medicines to them so that they don't run out, and that these people, you know, they can make sure that the disease outbreaks stay down.
Right, we're out of time, but what do you recommend for people who want to help?
Please visit our website at www.directrelief.org and stay updated, and yeah, just keep it in the back of your mind. These people will need help for a long time.
Okay, and we'll put a link on our website to your website. Thank you very much, Brett Williams, Director of Emergency Preparation and Response at the Central Coast nonprofit organization Direct Relief International, helping in Pakistan. KCBS News Time, 10:25. We switch over to...